New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the city of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the front, but they have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
Welcome in, everybody. Hi. This is the Palazzo Podcast. Two L's, two Z's. That's right.
And give me two.
Give me two, Utah. Give me two. I am Michael Govier. This is Britton Allen. And that's Sam Worshing.
Woo! Yay!
What a crowd. Wow. Dominating crowd, I must say. I do know we're going head-to-head with Eno Saris and Stuff Plus reveals, so we appreciate you guys being here. We really
Stuff
do.
Who?
Some guy who gets drunk plus. Sometimes.
Mr. Plus,
he's funny. Okay, very, very popular. He wears underwear.
This is intense.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Under his clothes.
It depends what day it is.
All right.
Loves fish.
All right. Already there.
Yeah, we'll just be fine.
Yeah, but we'll talk about some baseball stuff here. And last year's show was a lot of fun. We had a great time. So if you were here last year, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I remember.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys were definitely there. We had a good time. But we're just grateful that we're here again to do it. So thank you, Baseball HQ. Thank you, Brent. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. There's
absolutely.
Torres, everybody. There, it's that guy right there. The man himself. Man, what a sexy guy.
The myth, the legend.
There it is. Yeah. So we'll talk a little baseball here, and then we got something planned here for the second half. There's going to be like two parts of this show. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah.
In spite of, you know, the Mariners season, it was a good season of baseball. Lots of things happened, and
Tigers kind of screwed you.
Oh man, it was a really hard series to watch you guys win three games where we had the lead going into the fifth or sixth in each game. Like, we absolutely deserved to stay home. So yeah, that was awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, the wound is reopened. All right, I'm good.
Oh, poor baby.
Is there fresh salt there?
Yeah. For you watching live, there is no actual wound. Okay, just letting you know.
There is.
Yeah,
it's in my heart.
Britton, what's up, man? All the way from Tennessee.
Great to be here. Thank you, everyone, for showing up in our live audience. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Baseball HQ, Ray,
absolutely.
And Brent. And James, too. I want to shout out our audio engineer, the man making this all happen.
This guy's the man. Yeah,
thank you, James.
All right.
Hidden all the time.
He's making it happen right now.
I also want
to
quick shout out to my mom and my dad watching live right now. Thank you very much. Love you guys. Appreciate it. And to everyone else watching live, too, thank you very much. And I'm pumped. This is exciting.
Yeah, we have other hosts of the show that are not here. Seems that the schedule works out every year with just the three of us, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But there's also Ben Chase and Mike Virginia and Robbie Baseball, who you may know from Dingers a long time ago, which was a great podcast. Two Canadians, very, very,
very
handsome men.
Yes.
Yeah,
insert very
Canadian
strange
joke.
Group.
Here we go, blah, blah,
go.
Blah. But
yeah.
Mike Virginia wanted me to tell everybody. Mike, I got you covered right now here. I'm pointing at the camera, not at you. And your name is Mike, isn't it?
Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, real close. Oh, man, that was a miss.
Way to go.
Darn.
The whip.
Looking
are
for
you
the outside
sure?
heat came inside.
We met earlier in the day, and I just locked that in. Josh, I'm sorry about that. But I do know you're great with video. So, okay, yeah. Anyways, Mike Virginia wanted to say Brenton Doyle 2025 MVP. So there you go, Mike. I did it for you.
Shout out.
I don't know how
wow.
that's going to go over rest of the season.
I don't.
Is that a reality at all?
I don't think so, but right on.
Yeah, right?
It's a bold statement right off
the
bat.
Well, you know how much he loves Doyle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a trading card. He's like our mascot, Brenton Doyle. go Rockies.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Mike nailed it. He was calling it early last year. So if you want to do victory laps, Mike Virginia, well done, buddy.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for that.
Or Josh.
Yeah, how did your guys' seasons go? Let's talk seasons, lessons learned. Are we in crisis right now? Are we in triage? Are we post joy from like 25 league championships? Who wants to start?
Go ahead.
I didn't win either of the contests that I got to be on NFBC, but I felt like I learned a lot. I finished third in both of the leagues that I was in, and so it was a fun season. I walked away from a lot of dynasty, you know. I had 15 leagues, 16 leagues of dynasty that I was doing into the season.
How many?
Too many.
You said 16?
Yeah, so I'm down to 5, and I got rid of all the platforms that aren't on Fantrax, and it's really just, you know, baseball is to be enjoyed in small amounts, and trading leads make having that many dynasty leagues hard to deal with. I'm really falling in love with this concept of there's no trading, that literally it's you against yourself and the other people, and nobody can conspire for some kind of an advantage for next year, for you to have one this year.
So no trades at all?
Yeah, I'm really starting to find that I really prefer that. There's just a lot less BS to deal with. You don't have to get in people's feelings about valuations. There's not any kind of arguments about why won't you take my trade. Mm. Like, it's literally you're fighting the waiver wire and you're fighting your fab budget. And so I just find that to be so much more satisfying and emotionally easy. You know, it's nice to not have that emotional connection to your teams when somebody's DMing you every 3 minutes saying, hey, but what about this guy? Hey, but what about that guy? Well, I think that guy needs to go on your roster. I don't want to deal with you. So
yeah, those emotions linger, don't they?
Yeah, it was a good season. I learned a lot. And that's, you know, every day that's what I want to do. So
every day is a winding road.
Yeah, there you go.
I think Sheryl Crow said that. Isn't that true?
Painful, but yeah.
I think it was Ronald Reagan.
It was Ronald Reagan? I keep wanting to say no S, but I'm trying to be respectful of this place.
All right,
it's in my mouth right now. There's a lot of S in my mouth. So I was thinking that. Now I'm thinking about Ronald Reagan.
Well,
now I'm just so distracted. He liked baseball, or was that George Bush?
I do know.
Bushes. Shouldn't be going down this trail anyways. We need to divert back to baseball immediately.
I wanted to tell you about my leagues real quick.
Oh, well, let's hear about it.
Yeah. Look, I didn't want to toot my own horn.
Here it comes.
But my teams were unbelievably okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it was all right. I enjoyed it. But
what about TGFBI?
I finished 29th overall.
Yeah.
Which, which is okay, you know.
Is that a real league? I've heard there's an argument about that. If somebody says it's not real.
I don't know.
Yeah, real people. I play in it every year. I'm real. I can touch myself.
That's
real,
top 10%. So. That has to be like, yeah. That's better than
That's better than okay. Well, yeah. That's good because then maybe that kind of slims out the curve a little bit because I was in 4 or 5 draft champions, 0 caches. My NFBC 50s, I was in about 12. I won 2.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah,
so
that's not bad.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's more money than I won, I think, actually.
But I will say this. In the high roller leagues, you know, high stake leagues, which I would say, what, are $1,000 or more, I didn't lose one. Not a single loss in any of my high stakes leagues.
How'd you do it?
I wasn't in any.
There it is. I knew it.
I knew it, man. Y'all always find out my stuff.
Congratulations.
That was my my ruse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, y'all didn't fall for it.
Yeah. There you go.
We do the show. Me and Britton and Mike Virginia do a show on Fridays. We did a lot of Friday shows and we had a bet going this year. I think, when did we make the bet? Now, this was between.
No more bets.
We made a lot of bets.
And Royce Lewis. Okay. So think of those two guys who are known for their consistency of being injured, right? So, what was the bet? That who would have more plate appearances?
Yeah. And you and Mike V took Royce Lewis. I picked Jazz Chisholm. And Royce came back and made a little bit of a comeback. But
I was getting hopeful. And then,
but I won the bet. And this is a true story. We did bet $33,000.
That is true.
Now, how we came up to that number, I don't remember. But I'm 99% sure that was the number. So
yeah, Bill Simmons' million-dollar picks.
$1 million totally made up. But the good news is I do believe in the double or nothing until we're all even as friends. So that's how it works. So,
absolutely.
So we're just going to keep doubling it up until it's up to $1 million. Then I'm going to have to get that money. But you know,
okay, that's fine. You're always very kind with your debts. You don't break legs until we hit $1 million or something like that.
I've got rules, man. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got a lot.
I need that million.
You got a lot of things, dude. I will say this: I think that Royce Lewis next year is a lot of fun. Because you never know what'll happen each day. So if you want to pick a guy, you just don't know what'll happen, whether he'll be healthy, whether he won't be. If you like fun, and that is for you chaos, this is your guy.
Chaos no theory. Yeah.
I mean, are we pro Royce Lewis next year, or is it just a waste of time?
I want to see him play a full season or at least 130 games in a season before I'm going to dip into it. Like, he's great when he's on the field, and when is that? Flip a coin. You know,
it's not very often.
So I'm not in on him, but I would be more than excited for the Twins to have one of their long list of high end prospects that end up coming up to the majors and just end up being injured all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they just had Kirilloff retire. Alex.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's all take a moment. Alex Kirilloff.
Yeah, everybody. Sorry, Alex.
You know,
there it is. So, raise him up. Yep.
He was a
first. Hey, Chris Towers. Hey, how you doing? Wow. We got a CBS guy here. That's pretty cool.
I think we've made it now. We're major.
Looks like we made it. Yeah. Also, I heard rumors of a karaoke machine. Is that true?
I was told on Twitter that there was going to be a karaoke machine, and then I found out in real life that there is not a karaoke machine. So I cried a little bit, and I'm better now.
He was talking it up last night. He's like, I got Neil Diamond playlist. I got my Billy Joel playlist. He was ready to go.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
You got to warm up with Forever in Blue Jeans because it's real easy to get your voice going, and then you can take it anywhere you want. But I've got like a half dozen Neil Diamond. I got a dozen Billy Joel. And then there's like, I'll do Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again.
Yeah, you will.
It's just so much fun to have people go, that dude is singing Britney. What the hell is going on? Like, it's good for me.
It bangs. I hear you. What about you? What do you say?
No cap.
Oh, man. I'm more of a, I'm partial to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I like to really draw it out. So, yeah. You know, 7 minutes of just agonizing.
7 minutes?
Over 29 sailors who gave their lives. Yeah.
That's a great pick.
Gordon Lightfoot is such an underrated pop star.
Gordon Lightfoot is like the Royce
Seriously.
Lewis. No, there's no analogy there.
Sundown? Oh, yeah, we could go on. Anyway.
What about you? Well, you got to give us your...
Oh, it's got to be Running with the Devil by Van Halen. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Not Van Hagar.
That's right. Van Halen, Running with the Devil. Basically any Van Halen song back in the day.
That's impressive. That,
yeah.
David Lee Roth?
Hey,
absolutely.
Did you guys just hate on Van Hagar? 5150 was a solid album. I have no idea what you guys are doing.
No. I'm pro Hagar. He was talking.
Let's go live to the Stuff Plus panel. What's going on over there? Anybody got an update?
Seriously, anything with Sammy Hagar? Come on. You can't have enough Sam.
For me, I consider myself a decent player. Like, I think I know what I'm doing. I'm not a fool. I mean, I'm a fool in a lot of aspects, but I'll make a fool of myself. But when it comes to baseball, I feel like I'm paying attention. There's my partner right there, Jeff. Jeff was my co-partner in our main event team this year. Thank you, Jeff. There he is. Yeah, give it up for Jeff. He's great. So me and Jeff, we had never managed a team together. And that's an interesting experience. If you've never co-managed, there's a lot to be learned about yourself and what it takes to kind of go back and forth with co-management. Because I used to co-manage with Eric Cross, too, and, you know, we would disagree a lot. But we wouldn't say this is the bottom line. You had to kind of compromise here and there. And there's really a lot of value there. And you end up with players that maybe you wouldn't have because you might have drawn like a, hey, this is it. I'm not taking this guy, right? We get hard line with some players. But sometimes you're not right. I'm not right. Mm. And the other guy's right. And that's what the benefit is of co-management. And, you know, Jeff, we had our challenges, you know. It was a long year. That's putting it mildly, in my opinion. Too long. Maybe too long for some. But in the end, we had a top 12 offense for, like, most of the year in the whole main event, for real. We finished seventh, you know. That was the end result, of course. But, you know, we were really on there. And then I look... Am I not good at pitching? Am I only good at, like, focusing on hitting? Do I have a hole there, you know? Because a lot of people say, I'm really good at putting hitting together, but I don't really know, jack squat about pitching. And some co-managers balance each other out because one knows pitching, one knows hitting, right?
I really think that there's so much volatility. So in our TGFBI league, there was, I won't name him, but there was somebody from Pitcher List that was in my league.
Hey, there he is right there.
That's one of your people were in my league, and he was had the best offense and the 15th best pitching in the league. And he's just like, I thought I knew pitching. Evidently, I just make pretty pictures.
Yeah. Can't judge a book. Can't judge a book right there, my friend. You
know, reading is fundamental.
Hey, MBA. It's fantastic.
Hey, man, I'm just here to give out advice.
Commercials. Remember the one with the books? They're like, books. Check them out.
See, you say that, and I think about the old British Knight commercials.
Very old. Yeah.
Where they were like, British Knight, how you like me now? I love those. Like, that was where it was at.
Is that the one with the lights on the back?
Yeah, the BKs.
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, BKs were, anyway, absolutely.
You get on your skateboard and get rad.
You
glean the cube
absolutely.
Or something. Oh, something of that nature. It was, I think Christian Slater was in that.
There's gleaming the cube, pump up the volume, and cuffs. Not very good. Cuffs.
Oh, yeah, with a K. Yeah, that's all right.
But what about you? Do you think you have like a strength for either side, or are you just a balanced Briton?
I'm perfectly balanced.
I look at you and I agree.
It's okay and okay.
I don't know about that answer.
No, I try to look for a little, like little edges, little narrative. You know, I love Narrative Street. Shout out Sarah. There she is. I love That's Narrative right. Street. So I'll try to find a narrative that I like and just, you know, beat it until it's in submission. Like my favorite narrative for this coming year is, you know, the Oakland A's.
Oh, here we go.
All right. First of all, they're not coming to Nashville. It's official. That's fine. But anyway, so they are playing with the at the Sacramento, California, West Sacramento.
I've heard
at the AAA ballpark there called Sutter Health. And so my narrative this year is going to be drafting all of the Oakland A's power lefty bats because – I don't know if you knew this, but we put all the Plaza research people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. It was science, obviously.
All 273.
Well, they had the beakers set up with the stuff. It's very scientific. So we looked into it.
Yes.
And so Sutter Health, where they're playing, Pacific Coast League, where they're playing, right field is 325. And that's important because, like, to put that in Major League Stadium, that's Brewers and Cincinnati Reds.
Ah.
So what our lab techs came up with is...
All 273.
This is so totally official. So a lefty bat hitting in the PCL AAA park is going to have quite the nice advantage with a nice, you know, 325 to right field, which is going to be Tyler Soderstrom, which is going to be JJ Blade, Vandy Boy, let's go.
Yeah.
And of course, last but not least is Bubba here. I don't see Bubba. Shout out Lawrence Butler, one of the breakout picks. I know. What? You don't like Lawrence Butler?
You know, I just wanted to be right when he was going to be done, and he did not fall apart in mid-August. He was almost falling apart, and then he came back with more life. So I'm bitter about that, I guess.
Well, I totally understand. You were betting against, but he kept on.
August 16th. Guys, mark it down.
Yeah,
it
I hear you.
It almost happened, but it didn't. But he's a hell of a player. There's no doubt.
He's a hell of a player, and he loves hitting home runs down the right field line. And so that's my narrative this year. Oakland A's, lefty power bats, science.
You know, it's interesting, too, is I'm getting kind of a Dunedin 2021 flashback, right?
That's a great narrative that I can add on to my narrative. Because who had their best season when Dunedin? Bo Bichette?
Oh, well.
Vlad Jr.?
Yeah, 47? No?
Yeah,
best season of Bo Bichette's career.
I've thought about that because Vladimir Guerrero finally had a good season this last season. He really struggled when he came up from Dunedin, but there's a...
Dunedin? Is that what it is?
I apologize.
Dunedin?
Their AAA ballpark.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just call it that. Mm-hmm. But there were a number of Toronto Blue Jays that it seems have struggled in the last year and a half for their team in ways that I wonder if playing in that home park affected how they were swinging. And it was 2.5 years ago, so I doubt it. But where's Bo Bichette been? Whatever happened to Kevin Biggio?
Yeah. Where have you gone, Bo Bichette?
There's a series of players that from that team that I expected in 21 to be really dominant. We all thought that a lot of people thought the Toronto Blue Jays were set to do something that season. And so, you know, I'm curious to see what that's going to do to the A's. If being there a whole season is going to be good, if being there two seasons is going to be good. Mm-hmm. I want to be on your narrative, but I'm shy.
Well, all you have to do is read the science reports from our lab. And,
yeah, that's true.
Now, if anyone has any other reports, keep it to yourself. But as far as I know, it's a totally legit theory. Oakland power bat, lefty power bats.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be banking on this year. What about you guys? You have any narrative down Narrative Street? You want to take a stroll down? Leave your car there. Go out, get wild. Come get it the next day. Sign a parking ticket on there, but you don't care.
I'm done drafting Mariners that are hitters.
No, that I feel like
other than Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, man, that's my MVP. Because it seems like every time I get excited about my team, the universe conspires to make me miserable. So like I might as well root for other players.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
That's kind of like betting against your favorite team in a game, you know. So if the other team wins, then you at least win your bet, and if your team wins, then you win that.
You know, my soul got sucked out.
That's a good gambling
years ago from being a Mariners fan. So sure, I'm the kind of person that might bet against my team in a playoff.
But the
game.
Pitching is so good.
Yeah, he had his five aces shirt. So where's your five aces shirt?
Give me some woo.
Come on, you know that I wear a thing. I got all my Mariners.
By the time I saw Sam I got here Wednesday and I saw him, he'd already worn three Mariners shirts in 4 hours. I'm not kidding. He had like the five aces shirt. He had the Mariners. He also had. Mariners
today. I have my favorite one is the Mariner. It's in the Mariners lettering and it says miserable.
That's the one. That was the first one. That's what brought up the Tigers argument.
That makes me
That's
sad.
That's correct. Yes. All right. But you have look, there's every year I look at some Mariner hitters. I mean, I had a Ty France thing. That was a thing.
Who didn't have a Ty France thing? What I learned this year is that I'm no longer drafting the Mariners. Okay. Better hitters.
So there's a local flavor to your narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for 2025, I'm just going to say it's way too early. That's my narrative. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. I have no idea. And truth be told, I won't have an idea. It's probably until January at minimum. And even then, when you do an early draft, I know at the NFBC panel today, they had some great stuff about the super team, the perfect team. What was the guy who had the perfect team this year that they were saying? No, you were in that panel. It wasn't John Posma, although they went over Posma's 13 OCs and he won like seven of them. Just ridiculous. But that's what it was. Thank you. Yeah, Steve had a perfect team. It was like covering every category. In terms of perfect, we mean like balance across all the categories. It was incredible.
Was Shohei Ohtani on that team?
I feel like he probably was. I didn't get all the names on the roster.
Yeah.
You're probably right about that. But my point to say this is that I believe that team was drafted pre-January. It was either December or something like that. So when you get advantages, they were also talking about Robert Suarez in that panel, you know, how he was being questioned as the closer, and what he ended up becoming was a great closer, right? But during that time when there was uncertainty about whether Suarez would be a closer, somebody got a steal with like the 18th round of Suarez, and that's a great closer to get in the 18th round. So that stuff happens earlier if you project it out. And I know some people who think they can project things out and they say, I know who will sign where and who's going to get what job. But you don't know it for sure. There's some luck involved.
Yeah.
So that's my point. Even the best players, the people who have the best teams, the Clark Olsons, the finest teams crafted from God itself, you know, it doesn't all come from the work. There's a little bit of luck for everybody. The best players, the best teams. There is. There's always I'm not saying that it's a variable that needs to be applied 24/7, but you know, luck matters a little bit.
No, absolutely.
That doesn't mean squat to us, because what does that do for us? Nothing.
Yeah, well, it's about injuries. Bad luck is what you're talking about. Acuna getting hurt again. I mean, it's just bad luck.
Well, Torkelson, I mean, my guy in the Tigers, I mean, that guy comes off 30 home runs where everyone's pumped and he has a year from hell. He was in AAA for a long time this year. Yeah, he was terrible.
Yep.
So, it was sad.
But he hit when it mattered.
Did he?
Didn't he come Kerry up and Carpenter, hit in the playoffs?
Kerry Carpenter, that's who really hit.
Oh, well, yeah.
Kerry Carpenter is a boss.
Yes, sir.
He's a boss. Man, I love that guy. Live, everybody on the internet, Kerry Carpenter is a god in human form. He really is. We got a lot more fun to get to today. We have a lot of, what do we call it? Do you want to start to maybe preview it, or we don't talk about it yet?
Oh, but do you want to just get into it, or what do we want to do?
I don't know. You want to take a break, maybe take a nap?
I'm always up for a nap.
Yeah. No, I don't want to take a nap.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
I think we should probably talk about it and get into it, okay?
All right. Who is ready to play the feud today?
Because
you guys are playing the feud. So I want you two to go take your spots.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. The captain of Team 1 at 5'10.5", 5'11"
Oh, is this me?
That is you, hailing from somewhere by the Great Lakes. Is your man and mine,
thanks,
Michael Govier. Everybody give Michael Govier a round. Captain of Team 2.
Thank you.
Hailing from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
The BA himself, Britton Allen.
Hey, woo! Y'all.
There he is. Look at this guy. Hey.
Now what happened, Sam?
Yeah. Now we're ready.
So we're going to have a game here. We're going to need some volunteers. And
that's right.
You know, it's not scary. It's not a big deal.
No. So,
what could possibly go wrong? Other than the tech stuff and everything else. But we're not going to worry about that.
No.
All right.
Microphones. We're just going to be fine.
Let's just have a conversation.
You and I, Sarah and Derek, will you guys come up?
Yay!
No pressure. You're just being called out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have these predetermined?
No.
Oh, you're just calling.
But it's going to be perfect.
Oh, hi, sir. All right.
So
we're winging it.
The way that this is going to work is each person gets to pick their next teammate. So, Sarah, who's going to sit to your left?
Uh-oh. Lauren.
Yay!
Hey! All right, Lauren.
Hi. What up, Lauren?
How you doing?
Derek, who's sitting next to you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I haven't seen Lauren until this moment, so that's nice.
Lauren, who is sitting next to you?
It's tough.
Doug.
Can't.
You can't.
Yeah,
okay.
Doug has a job.
I'll do Torres. Hey, we got Torres. All right. Woo!
I'll do Towers.
Oh man.
Chris Towers called up. Like,
man, yeah, here he comes. Chris Towers, ladies and
all right, Chris. You're up to pick the last teammate.
Doug can't.
Somebody back there? Yeah, let's pick from the back there.
How about Josh?
Yay! That's my brother's name, Josh. I like Josh. Who's going to be Chris?
Miles, you want to come up?
Yay! Miles live.
All right. Thank you, Miles.
All right, woohoo! Wow. I feel like we got
all right, Leanne.
Here now.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to need you.
Oh, there it goes. My lovely wife, Leanne, everybody.
Let's see if this works. Yeah. All right. Hit the space bar.
She's my fiance. She's my wife, and she's also my fiance. It's very complicated, so...
I disconnected from my Bluetooth. That's sad. That was a nice effect. If you can hear it, it's playing on my laptop. For those at home,
dun-dun,
I need you to think of the Family Feud soundtrack. That's really playing in your head. Can you hit the refresh button? Yep.
Yeah, it's connected again. There you go.
Is it?
Yep, I fixed it. Okay, so I'm the best. A sparkling sound.
Stop. Okay, well, it stopped playing. It didn't want the team captains. I'm gonna have your second team.
We did.
Our amazing AV department saw us through. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Leanne.
Sarah and Derek Van Riper, come on.
All right. Woo!
All right.
He's going all out.
This is the mic hand. This is the buzzing hand.
Top six questions are on the board. Get your hand off the table. No cheating. All right. Who were the top six 2024 home run leaders not named Ohtani, Judge, or Soto?
Ooh. That was close.
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. All right. Derek?
Anthony Santander.
All right.
We'll play.
Do you want, you'll play?
We'll play.
All right.
We'll play, Steve.
He'll play, Steve. All right. Wow, that was exciting. And there was a Cubs trip.
All right. We've got Vlad Sedler, live from LA. How you doing, Vlad?
Doing well.
Doing well. All right. What's your favorite thing about FPass?
This podcast right here.
Kick ass.
Oh, boy.
But love. Vlad, who were the top six 2024 home run leaders not named Ohtani, Judge, or Soto?
Santander was my pick, so, and I knew this, but I don't now.
Yeah. Oh, it's tough. It's a lot of pressure.
I need, I need an answer. Earl. You're gonna get it.
You're gonna get X, man. Just throw a name out there.
Uh oh, X.
Oh, he wants to give a hint.
Oh, man. Brutal. I mean, to get frozen like that.
I had no idea.
We really weren't expecting that. That is just, all right. Chris Tower.
We got to watch our mic.
All the way from
really
the East Coast.
So
how are you doing today?
I'm all right.
So this is your first time at FFAS?
First timer, yeah.
What has your favorite thing been so far?
Just the camaraderie. Just the people.
I want you all to hear that at home. Camaraderie. Who were the top six 2024 home run leaders? Not name Ohtani, Judge, or Soto.
We got Rooker up there.
Good answer.
Hey. All right.
Hey, Brent Rooker. 39. Right.
Miles Nelson.
Sam.
We've known each other for a while. We were in the Scarf League for a year.
I flew
down to L.A. to be a part of a draft. It's good to see you.
Simple
question. How do you spell chrysanthemum?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, I figured.
Why?
Yeah, you're done. All right. We got three answers left. Who were the top six 2024 home run leaders not named Ohtani, Judge, or Soto?
Man. The best answer I've got is Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Give me Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Oh, man.
We are coming down. You've got two strikes. Hey, this team can steal. I hope you guys are ready.
I was just doing my job. You do your job.
All right.
I know what I'm doing. I'm a captain.
All right. Britton Allen. Who are the top six 2024 home run leaders not named Ohtani, Judge, or Soto?
I wasn't thinking about this at all when I should have been. Lesson learned. Okay.
I thought he was like setting it up. Yeah.
Wrong. I'm going to say.
This isn't Final Jeopardy. Answer.
Oh, so much. Everyone's taking it so hard.
Yeah. I know.
It's intense.
Whoa! The best quarterback ever hits home runs.
Who didn't win the Heisman? Charles Woodson did. So, just saying.
I'm just gonna say a word. I'm gonna say Gunnar Henderson.
Oh, he got one in. Gunnar Henderson.
He snuck it in. Give me Gunnar Henderson.
Over.
Wow, that was...
Were you thinking during that time?
I was trying. Okay. Thank you for stalling.
That was tight. DVR, that was tight. We all know the question. We know it.
Let's try Pete Alonso.
Hey, Dennis.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Give me Pete Alonso! That's why I called you over.
Yeah, I know.
This is Ed 209, the future of law enforcement in old Detroit. You must rate and review the Palazzo podcast with 5-star rating. You have 20 seconds to comply.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. Team one, you have one. You guys get to confer.
Okay, so come on, guys. Hook me up here.
Hook us up. Hook us up. Come on. What do you guys got? Who's got one?
It's a lot harder when you're on the. Yeah, I have a new respect for the family.
And they already did. They take that one.
All right. All right.
Cal Raleigh.
We need an answer, team.
Who hits a lot of home runs? Who's the biggest home? No, he had a terrible year.
He was terrible. Yeah. He was out.
Yeah.
I say we go with Lauren's answer.
What about Bobby Witt? Is he not enough?
We could do Bobby Witt, but I don't think he had that many.
All right, give me the answer. I need an answer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got one. Josh coming through in the clutch. His name is not Mike. It's Josh. J-Ram.
J-Ram. Give me J-Ram.
Yeah! There you go, Josh.
I need you to write that Team 1 has 5 points.
Yeah!
All right. Give me number 2.
Was it Lindor?
Ozuna?
Marcelo. All right. Good job.
Nice job. All right. Way to go, team.
All right.
Team's
come
awesome.
On up. Vlad Woo! And Lauren.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Who are the MLB starting pitchers with 3 or more career no-hitters?
Nolan Ryan.
Give me Nolan Ryan. You gonna pass or play?
What does that mean?
You either go. You
no. We're gonna play. We're gonna
okay,
play.
We're gonna play. All right.
Good job. You did a fine job.
I have faith in you guys.
Actually, I misread the question. I thought it was active.
Goes to Towers first.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, Chris.
Yeah.
All right, I love your Nike game. Those are nice.
Thank you.
Tell me, who are the Major League Baseball starting pitchers with 3 or more career no hitters?
It's probably dumb to go with this one, but I'm going to go with Hideo Nomo.
All right, Hideo Nomo. Give me Hideo Nomo! Wow, rough crowd, rough crowd.
He can do it in Colorado. He can do it anywhere.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
I won't ask you a spelling question. But who are the MLB starting pitchers with 3 or more career no-hitters?
I'm going to go with a different Dodger. Sandy Koufax.
Oh. Give me Sandy Koufax.
Yep.
Oh, great answer.
Nice job, Miles. That was tailor-made for him.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Name me.
I don't want the guy to come yell at me.
I don't think you can avoid that.
I'm going to go Max Scherzer.
All right.
Dennis,
no talking to the riffraff. I need you over here. After right. the impassioned speech last night, I need you.
I deserve it.
Give me who he just said. Go ahead and just X him.
Max Scherzer.
All right, hand it over.
You got the laugh.
All right, we have 2 X's. It is the stakes are high, Derek.
You got this.
All right. You can't let them get this.
Give me a whisper.
Give me a pitcher who has thrown 3 or more career no-hitters.
Tom Seaver.
Ooh,
wow. Good answer.
Give me Tom Seaver!
You brought him in.
Not this time.
Oh, man.
Killer.
All right.
This is our chance?
Yes, this is your guys' chance.
Well, I'm thinking, am I wrong?
What do you think?
I'm thinking, did Verlander 3?
I don't know.
You have 2 of the Tigers, 1 in Houston?
Yeah, I never would have gotten
that. I mean, listen.
Does anyone else have a guess?
Yeah.
I mean, there's Johnny Vandermeer almost had 2 in a row, but that doesn't count. Also, what about Steve Carlton?
Why don't you go with your original?
All right. We need you to give us an answer.
Man, I thought I knew this for sure. They're all tied with 3. So how about Justin Verlander?
Give me Justin Verlander.
Oh, good guess.
Yeah, it's my wife. Easy. She's doing this for free. Hang on. Help her go back. Oh, no. Oh, we were there. You were there. Oh. She's got it. Okay.
Okay, do one.
There we go. We had number one.
Do.
Yeah, you're on the right question.
Yeah, but we need to reveal them. So 1, 2, and 3 got revealed.
One. Yep. Ding.
Yeah, yeah. The one right below it.
Is not what this one is.
Yes, hit that one.
Yay!
Hey, good job. Somebody
let's reveal the rest of the board. Go to number six.
Yeah.
Larry Corcoran. Oh. Number five. Cy Young. All right, number four. Bob Feller. Oh, all right, all right.
Way to go.
Give
team
nice one work. Three more points.
Woo-hoo! Coming for you, brother. We're coming
all right,
for you.
I need Chris Towers and Chris Torres. Wow, look at that.
All right. Which teams have lost two World Series in the last 20 years?
Yankees. No?
No, hold
did
on.
Did I just
hold screw on? Hold on. Yeah, come on up here.
Oh, no. Give me the Yankees!
Torres?
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't personal, by the way.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
I didn't know. I didn't know. Phillies? Oh, no, get out of here.
Give me the Phillies.
Ah! Miles Nelson.
How about the Texas Rangers? Yeah.
Give me the Texas Rangers. All right. Are you guys going to pass or play?
Let's pass.
Oh, hand the mic to Govia. Or no, to, all the way to Josh.
Thank you.
Oh,
I don't know if we can go that far.
Josh, I'll just sneak up a little bit. This goes to Josh.
All right, this is so interesting. Yeah, now I get a. Now I get a.
All right, Josh,
ignore these guys.
Yeah.
How are you doing? This is also your first F-Pass?
Yes, it is.
So tell me, what's your favorite part about being here?
Getting to meet all the people that I know from Twitter and podcasts. And
absolutely. If you are not coming to F-Pass and you play fantasy baseball, I need you to listen to everybody here saying how exciting it is to see people. Okay.
Good
done breaking the fourth wall. Tell me, there are five teams that have lost two World Series in the last 20 years.
Astros.
Give me one of them. Give me the Houston Astros.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go, Josh.
Nice work.
Hi, I'm Mike.
Hi. How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
You are better looking in person than you are on the screen, and you are hot on the screen.
Whoa.
That is not what you said to me last night,
well,
but that's okay.
All right.
I got to tell you this, by the way. Everyone, remind everybody that these answers all come. Well, don't these answers? No, they don't. I'm making that up now, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Okay.
Whatever you were about to say, you were making stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
So give me one of the... there are three teams left that have lost two World Series in the last 20 years.
Okay, let's say there's six divisions. There's 30 teams.
Carry the one. There's a square root over here. Sigma exclamation mark. Okay. You got to say something because he's making the scroll.
Okay, how about the Dodgers?
Give me the L.A. Dodgers.
Yay! Hey, good guess.
All right.
Yeah, Dodgers fans are happier than hell right now, so who cares?
One of my favorite Cubs fans, Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I saw that you got some pool time. I saw you tweeted about
did,
getting to
yeah,
relax
awesome.
In the sun. You're writing articles. What's your favorite thing about F-Pass? That
oh,
isn't
y'all.
About the people.
No, oh, I can't be the people. The brilliance on display in every panel.
Thank you. Since I'm on a panel, I appreciate that.
You're most welcome.
There you go. So there are two teams left. Give me one of the two teams that have lost two World Series in the last 20 years.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
Ooh, oh, good answer. Yes. Give me the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah!
All right, Lauren.
That was going to be my guess.
Do y'all have any
well,
strikes
now you
yet?
Guess somebody.
I don't think you
how,
do.
How are you doing? Yeah. How is your F-Pass?
It's amazing.
Okay.
She's not using the microphone.
Oh, though. Sorry. It's amazing.
All right. So tell me. Five teams have lost two World Series in the last 20 years. There's one left. Who do you got?
Oh. Yeah, this is the last one, so this is tough.
I know it.
No, there's no. Well, I did this before this World Series, so the Yankees aren't in it. And when you look and count,
caveats.
I know I'm right. Because I literally looked at the page. But I appreciate you calling me out. Get your own podcast sometime.
I'm just going to go with the Braves.
The Braves.
Yeah.
Oh.
Show
me
the Braves.
Come on.
All right.
I already got this wrong once. You want me to get it? I got nothing for you.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to get it wrong twice. But yeah. I'm here with you doing that. And this is your first FPAS also? Are you enjoying yourself?
I am, absolutely.
All right. What are you working on right now? What is the big project that you've got going on?
The big project. Well, I have a podcast, The Fantasy Baseball Beat. I do it with Mike Carter.
Bring that mic up.
Mike Carter.
Okay.
Legend.
We're actually joining the Pitcher List Podcast Network. Yeah! We're very excited for that. So please listen. We interview beat writers, MLB insiders, to get you the best fantasy information. So.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
All right, enough delaying. There's one team left.
I've been stalling because I don't know the answer.
Hit me with the horns. Give me the information. I got to have it.
Will you still listen to my podcast if I get this wrong?
Man, I'll still follow you on Twitter,
thank
man.
Thank you, thank you.
Your park videos are the best. If you're not following Chris Torres on Twitter, yeah. You have to.
Thank you. Man, Diamondbacks.
Give me the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I'm so disappointed. I feel bad.
Yeah. Just let me down.
I think that's three. I think that's three. Is that two or three?
Two.
That's two. Oh,
Josh gets one chance. All
right. You saved him the last time.
Yeah, I don't
I've already interviewed you, and I'm not Richard Dawson. I'm not going to kiss you. So give me the fifth team.
I'm going to go Red Sox.
Oh, shame on you. We go, we win.
Give me the Boston Red Sox. All right. Hey, guys.
Notice I'm not conferring because I don't have a clue.
Yes.
For the win.
For the win?
The Detroit Tigers.
I think there's two more teams, but.
There's two more.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two more. I was thinking the same thing.
Who are the two more?
Yeah, the Rays are the other one, right?
Yeah, the Rays.
Yeah,
the Detroit Tigers don't have a real team, so I didn't include them in this.
We got them both.
Fine. Fine. So you said
we said Tigers, but also Rays because they're both right.
Show the Rays.
Yeah.
All right. You guys get the points for that.
Congratulations. Right.
They get 8 points.
Who's up next? Oh, okay, guys. Go get him, Josh.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right. Which qualified starting pitchers? Hey.
Shh.
It's Family Feud. If people don't know that in 2024, I don't know what to do for them. And it's my game, my rules. So if I want to do something, I get to do it.
Thank you, Sam Harvey.
Right. Which qualified starting pitchers threw less than 30 walks in 2024?
Bailey Ober. No.
Do a long distance. No, he definitely.
Yeah. Give me Bailey left. Ober.
Yeah, me.
I've never looked at walk leaderboards before in my life. Who doesn't walk people?
Come on. The answer we just
Logan
said.
Webb. Oh.
Not terrible, but...
Give me Logan Webb.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. Michael Govier.
I earned that.
I got to throw out George Kirby. Yeah.
Show me George Kirby.
There it is.
All right.
All right. There we go, guys.
Now, Nick, before I go forward, did I get this wrong? Are there more than four pitchers that threw under? Okay.
Richard Dawson, we're going to pass.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
let's put it on you dudes. You get this done.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. When you say qualified, how many innings?
62.
You might as well just stay right here. Yeah. Let's get here. How many is it?
68 total.
It was whatever fan drafts showed me when I pushed qualified starting pitchers and sorted by walks.
Tariq Skubal.
Show me Tariq Skubal. There's one.
I like that answer, though.
Yeah.
I would have said Skubal. He was pretty good at limiting the walks. He was.
Kirby would have been. I was like, Kirby.
Let's try Logan Gilbert.
Oh. Another Mariner?
Let's look at Logan Gilbert.
Sorry, Doug.
Just sat. Doug Dennis had just sat down. There it is. And one for the road.
Come on, Vlad. Let's see if you can do this.
Chris Sale.
Hey, Doug.
Ooh. Oh, another one?
What?
Show me Chris Sale.
Oh. All right, you guys.
So is it Torres or is it Chance?
You guys
it's
are all
of you.
It's all of you.
Steal. Sarah's going to say it.
Shota.
Show me Shota Imanaga.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Booyah, booyah. Sarah, you're a badass.
Yes. So, and then when you're done with that, show me number three.
They're beautiful.
Miles Michaelis.
Is that for real?
Show me number two.
Oh, he let it out.
All right, Leanne. How many points did Team One have?
I wouldn't have got any of them.
She's tabulating. Stand by.
And how many did Team Two have? Eight.
Team One, you guys are the winners. Give it up to Bill.
I ran away with that one.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, I'd like to thank you all for being a part of the feud. There are no parting gifts, and you can go away and to your seat and watch somebody else win.
Thank all you right. so much. Guys, that was great.
Who
great job.
Are the two players on your team that are not Michael Govier that are coming up for Final Family Feud? This
oh,
is
yeah.
how we determine. You guys got to determine who's going to get end up being.
Sarah and Josh.
Sarah.
There you
go. Oh, Josh with best players.
Let's do it. Yeah, you guys were really good. Sarah and Josh.
There you go. Go get them. Get up there.
I don't know how that works.
What do you have to do? I don't even know how this works. I haven't watched Family Feud in a long time. Okay. Do we get to talk to each other?
No. No, oh, and no. I need you yeah. to leave the room.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Okay. All right. On a very highly scientific piece of paper.
I'm nervous. This is a little scary.
So, can you ready to write down answers? Or do you want to...
You want me to do something?
Just make sure the answers are right, because I'm going to ask baseball questions. All right.
All right. We've got five questions. We've got two teams that need to get to 200. If anybody was wondering why I did that dumb little thing on Twitter asking questions, I needed 100 people to answer so that I could do the following thing. I polled 100 people personally.
Oh, no.
And we asked some fun questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No.
Oh, I need to start a timer too. We don't have the benefit of commercial breaks, so you guys get to watch the magic happen while we're doing this. We are at 0 minutes, and we are going to give you 25 seconds. Are you ready?
Maybe.
Okay. The timer will begin with your first answer. Who is the best left-handed pitcher of all time?
Clayton Kershaw.
Best fantasy player, best baseball player since 2000.
Barry Bonds.
Where is the best place to sit in a stadium?
The bleachers.
Who is going to be the number one choice this year in redraft?
Shohei Ohtani.
I'm going to let you do the next one. Who is the best hitter of all time?
Ted Williams.
All right. Good answers. Good answers. All right. Josh Spiri.
Yeah. Bring him in.
You know what the best part about this is that I have to tabulate it by hand because I couldn't automate that. So you will find out.
I wrote down the answer, Sam. They do it right? Get that Josh guy ready. Get him primed. Get him pumped. Sam is tabulating right now. He's writing down things.
And I see some good, you've done some decent things here. I can say that so far. Ooh, okay, wow. Interesting. That's got to be a majority right there. Oh, yeah. Math?
120, 159. I got it.
He did the math in his head, folks.
All right. Is Josh Berry still gone?
Yes, he's still gone.
Okay. Clayton Kershaw.
Get that microphone.
Okay. Clayton Kershaw, 6. Barry Bonds, 9. Bleachers, 13.
Boo.
Shohei Ohtani, 71.
Yeah!
Number one answer on the board.
Gotta be.
Also, the number one answer was for the best hitter ever. It was Ted Williams with 39, giving Woo! Team One a total of 138 points.
Yeah. All right.
Your teammate
hopefully killed it.
Your teammate got 138 points.
I don't know.
Give it up for Sarah Sanchez.
Now the pressure's on because I don't have far to go and could still blow it.
Yeah, well, I'd say I'd start a timer, but we're not that technical. So, timer starts when you answer the first question.
Okay.
Who is the best left-handed pitcher of all time?
Koufax.
Who is the best baseball player since 2000?
We'll go Trout.
Where is the best place to sit in the stadium?
Behind home plate.
In redraft, who is going to be the number one draft pick?
Ohtani.
Witt. Who is the best pure hitter in baseball, in the history of baseball?
In the history? Ted Williams.
Matt.
Pujols.
Okay, good answers, good answers.
Thanks, sir.
Way to go. Bring it up.
That was fun. Well, Sam is tabulating up the final information here. Great job, Josh. My team was dominant, Britain. You still here? Oh, you're still here. Hey, there he is. Okay. Sam, you ready? Here you go. Turn it over to Sam Worshing, everybody.
All right, come back up, Sperry. You need 62 points. The question was, who is the best left-handed pitcher of all time? You said Sandy Koufax. 27 is the magic number that didn't appear behind you. That brings you guys up to 165. I asked you who was the best player in baseball since 2000. Oh, the number one answer for the best left-handed pitcher, since we always do that, Randy Johnson at 62. Best player since 2000. You said Mike Trout. 23 players answered that. That brings you up to 188.
Not bad.
Ohtani was also the number one answer polled. Stadium seating. We asked you, where do you want to sit? Where's the best place to sit in the stadium? You said behind home plate. 35! You guys broke 200! I need everybody that wasn't Michael Govier to come on up.
Oh, okay. I'm here now.
Nice job, Josh. You crushed it.
How do you feel right now?
I feel great. I feel like a champion.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Sarah.
Woo!
Bobby Witt was second place with 18, and Pujols got 0.
Wow.
Yeah, well, she stole Bonds.
Everybody wins.
Yay!
Thank you for participating. Thank you. Oh, wait, there's more.
Mike and Britton have the Palazzo Fantasy shirts. I have for you at the end of the show. You get your own t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Sam. We're not going to time play another game.
Yeah, time is one.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you want to pass them out or no?
Are we done?
Well, I mean, we're going to wrap it up. We're not going to be able to play another game. Right. So.
Thank you for playing the feud, yeah! everybody. Yeah!
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Sam. You did an absolutely fabulous job hosting, and I love your jacket. Is that what kind of jacket would you say that is? Velvet jacket, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all very much. Thank you again to everyone that participated in our game.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody on both teams. That was cool as hell. Sam made all that happen, though. Seriously, Sam did all the work. He actually put time into it. He made the shirts. Sam was the lifeblood of this year's show. Me and Britton will 100% easily admit that. So give it up to Sam for real. This guy's the man. This guy loves F-Fast. He loves this stuff. He loves it.
Yeah. All right. So I got t-shirts for the winners. And once I hand out the four t-shirts, if you knew me before this year, you can come up and ask for a t-shirt. Get in line because I had others to give away. So
$20 and coming up to Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're free. And FPAS is probably the most joy that we have because all year it's all about competition. But this is, you get people that come together and just want to talk about fantasy baseball. And I'll say this a million times, like, where in your real life can you walk up to somebody and say, man, you know, about anything that we talk about here and not have a dirty look? Like, oh, God, what, you're talking about fantasy baseball? You know, I think it takes a certain amount to walk away from fantasy football as what you play all the time and to get into fantasy baseball. Like, this is heaven. And, you know, I think you guys are a testament to that because it's the people that come here. Like, you watched us interview all the people that were participating and you had to say, what other than the people here? Because it's the people that makes the magic. So, you know, you said it was all me, but I was inspired by everybody in this room to want to do this. So thank you for humoring my game show. I really appreciate it. Wilson.
Yeah. You're here. Any final thoughts, Britton?
Final thoughts again. Just thank you, everyone. Thank you, Brent. Thank you, Ray, for letting us come back and put on a show. We had such a great time last year. And it was a lot of fun. So thanks, everyone, for coming in and watching our little show. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks, everybody. Palazzo Podcast, 2L, 2Zs. You talking to me, too. We're out of here.
All right.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.